Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Matt and I are still separated by still in our separate homes. We have Mickey Gall, our friend, coming on today. Mickey yes. is fighting. He's fighting this Saturday. He's fighting Jordan Williams. My eyes are very bad. It's Sanhagen Dillashaw UFC fight night. It's the 24th. Is that this Saturday? Hold on. I'm getting old, buddy. Yes, it is. Sorry. This Saturday, I'm correct. You know, I'm really psyched about too.
Tell me,
I'm psyched that he's on the main card, and I'm psyched that he's fighting.
You're very, you know, you're like me, Jimmy. You're sweet and awkward sometimes.
Yeah,
is that how you describe me? Sweet and awkward?
No, Jimmy, it's not.
Jimmy, two words, and I swear to God, be nice, Jimmy.
I will,
Jimmy.
Yes,
Jimmy. Before yes. I finish what I'm going to say, be nice to me.
Sure.
Two words
that describe you. That
describe me.
Loud, louder. Those are the two.
We got Mickey Gall in the waiting room. Let's get him in. Jimmy, that's good. I could be loud.
That's okay. It's not a bad one.
You know what's funny, though? I'm not always like this. So sometimes I'm kind of quiet, believe it or not. And then when I'm like that, people go to me like, yo, man, what's wrong? I'm like, there's nothing wrong. I just can't. Do you want me to drop dead? I can't always be like.
I know when you're a little quiet, they think there's you're manically depressed. Yeah. Hey, let's bring Mickey in now. He's
yes.
in the waiting room. That's why we like Mickey. He's always on time.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's up, Mickey?
What's up, guys?
Hi, buddy.
How we doing?
Hey, Mickey.
Yo.
This just came to me. We're gonna get into we're gonna catch up, first of all, if you got a minute. We miss you. You're a friend. You're one of our original friends of this fucking yep. show. You know what I mean?
I mean a lot, guys. Yeah.
You were in studio.
I appreciate that.
In studio at least four times, three or four times, if I remember.
Yeah.
Shit, we had some times.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to ask you now that I just seen you? Are you friends with Joe Schilling?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like Joe Schilling. And did you? I didn't ask you about this, Jimmy. Did you see Joe Schilling knock some guy out at a restaurant? Obviously, you did. Did you?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, was that where the guy he bumped into the guy and the guy said something? And he slammed him.
We talked about that.
I don't think we did either.
You see it, Mickey?
Yeah, I saw it. And Joe Schilling loves you, by the way, too. He always says that Matt's a real one. That Matt's a real one.
I love Joe Schilling. I always, every time I see him, I know he cornered when Cowboy was fighting Al, but even before that, when he was hanging out with Nate Diaz, we always got along. Definitely, he's definitely a real one and fucking and dangerous. So you see that shit, no?
Yeah,
he's getting sued for it.
That's Joe, bro. That's Joe. Don't try and make Joe flinch. Don't step to Joe, or he's gonna hit you, bro.
The guy, you know? When you see how it went down, it's so funny because I get tagged in things. Like, I get tagged in things like, oh, and they're attacking Joe in a sense where that's not the way a martial artist should handle, like, a certain, you know, something. Look at the way Matt's, I swear, this is what I get tagged and I see it. And I don't like that because different circumstances require different tools. You know what I mean? I had a sloppy drunk where I felt, not that that guy wasn't a fucking drunk, but if you're feeling like my guy, I felt like, you know, I don't know.
That was a great video, by the way, too.
Oh, thanks.
That was awesome. Thanks.
No, that was funny. But again, my kids are there. I don't want to scar them. I didn't feel this guy was a threat. I felt I could just do
right.
A drunk white belt. With Joe, the guy did give a fucking, you see the guy did give a fucking step forward where you can take that any way you want to take that. Not to mention, I know Joe's well-rounded, but he's not known to be a fucking jiu-jitsu guy. He's a fucking, the guy's a fucking.
You guys have different specialties.
That's what he does. So I think when you're in a situation like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think, what do you think?
That's a rough, that one, I just watched it again. Joe bumped into the guy.
Jimmy, what are you saying?
Joe pushed him out of the way. Like the guy was making a video about something. And the guy might have been a dick. I mean, I'm not saying the guy wasn't verbally a dick. But when you watch that, the guy wasn't even facing him. He's doing this some awful video with a tie. I mean, whatever the video was, this made it better. And the guy, Joe, bumps into him. He looks like, again, I don't know if he drinks or not, but he looks like he just kind of shoves the guy. So the guy was like, what the fuck? And then he just nailed him. The guy might have chested up a little bit, but it didn't look like there was a...
This is what I tell, like, my students, my kids, and this and that. You can, because this would be my biggest thing with it, that is, but especially when you hear what Joe says, what happened beforehand with the guy, how he was acting and treating people, you just can't. As I found out by going personally through the legal system, both criminally, like as far as going on stand and going through a trial, both criminally and civilly, which is even more scary sometimes. Shit, man. When I was young, I'm like, all right, man, I'm facing like a year. That's one thing. But, you know, when you're facing somebody suing you for millions, whatever it is, listen, man, I fucking been there. And that's what you got to deal with, man, where when these kind of situations, I think about always if they're going through something like that is the fucking, what we say out here is, man, like the loser goes to the hospital, the winner goes to jail. Like, you know what I mean? So I just hope Joe doesn't get hit civilly with bullshit.
Oh, he's already getting hit. 30. He's getting sued.
My point was you can't do that to every douchebag out there. Even if the guy's the biggest douchebag, you can't do that to every douchebag out there. There's too many, dude, you're definitely going to get locked up because there's too many. Yeah. I live in Long Island. Mickey, you know how it is in some parts of Jersey. Hey, there's another guy who was driving through Stop and Shop. And I'm going through the parking lot yesterday, Jimmy. Yeah, and I'm making a left. There's people backing out. There's people. I'm not going fast. I see the guy's beeping. And I see him in the rear view. And he's got his wife in there. He's like, go, go, go. Dude, Jimmy.
I know.
I put down the window. I go, why the rush? I go, hey, why the rush? And the guy says, I can't go. And he goes off. And now I'm like, I want to follow that guy. And I want to do a Joe Schilling to that motherfucker. But I can't.
No, because he might have a pistol. You got to watch it in a car.
Kids. Listen.
Yeah.
That was a horrible example.
Mickey, have you had that? Like again, I know that now if this guy was doing other shit before, I didn't watch Joe's respond. Maybe this guy was being a fucking bully or a dick before. So it's always good to see guys like that. Have you had that though, where you're out and you got to show restraint because they don't know what you can do to them, but you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially like Matt said, growing up, you know, on the East Coast, you got everyone thinks they could fight. So there's been times when, you know, when I haven't shown the restraint and, you know, more obviously as you get older, you know, you learn how to show the restraint. But I got to say, in Joe Schilling's case, I'm glad there's guys like Joe walking around to regulate on some of these douchebags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I bet that guy won't be so quick to be a dick to the next guy who can't defend himself. You know,
he's going to have. What was that guy doing though? Was he, cause the video I see makes it look like Joe bumps into him on purpose and then hits him. But if there was stuff happening before that, I'm not aware of.
Yeah. There was a bunch of stuff before and a bunch of stuff has come out after on just what a piece of shit that guy is.
Okay. So he's a dick. So maybe he got what he had coming to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was, there's some righteousness in that.
Okay. A little karma.
Yes, for sure.
There's sometimes though, where you walk away, I'm going to be totally honest. And listen, and this is what I love about jiu-jitsu though, because you could handle things the way I handled it, the way Ryan Hall handled it. But there is times in the past, I'm not going to lie, where I didn't do anything. I bit my tongue and I acted mature, where I'm like, you know what? That might have been worth smacking a guy in
the head. Burns you up a little bit.
You know what I mean? It could have been. I remember one time I was in a bar in Long Island when I was younger, and I asked the guy to watch on. Hey, man, you know what time it is? Looks at his watch. Nope. Goes back to talking, giggling. And I'm like, and I kind of walk away and this and that. I wish I could go back in time and do time if I had the fucking. I would like to fucking curb stomp that motherfucker. I'm a little revved. Guys, let's get to Mickey's fight.
Yeah.
There's too many assholes in the world, is what I'm saying, Mickey.
We need
jiu-jitsu. Thank God jiu-jitsu levels. It keeps me sane because you get to exercise your demons, Jimmy. Yeah. And you stay dangerous for the evil in the world. But listen, more importantly, Mickey is back. Mickey, where the fuck you been, dude?
I'm back, bro. I'm back. So I was supposed to fight in September. I was trying to stay active, like, you know, bothering the hell out of Sean Shelby after my last fight. And I got a fight in September and I got hurt. And it was the first time I like had I never thought I'd ever pull out of a fight. Obviously when you're young and feeling great and stuff. And I had my first injury and I was, you know, like first serious injury. Obviously, we all get bumps and bruises, but you know, it was taken away. I wasn't able to train the way I want to. I didn't think I was gonna be able to make the showing up, you know, come in there as correctly as I want to. So I'm proud of my decision to pull out, not be, you know, too headstrong.
Sure.
And then I just had to deal with all that BS with PT and doing all that boring crap that no one likes to do, just to recover properly. And you know, I'm all good, feeling 100%. You know, ready to go now.
When you pull out of a fight, are you thinking like, fuck, man, like as the fight approaches, like maybe you feel a little bit better the night of, you're like, fuck, I could have been fighting tonight. I feel better. Or do you kind of know like, no, this would have been bad.
Well, it burns you up. I mean, you know, you're missing out on, you know, your chance of glory, your dreams, your money, everything. Sure. You never want to pull out and you know, we put so much work in. So, you know, it sucks. And, you know, it like burned me up to what, like, I think I turned off the fights that night. So I was like, man, I should have been there. I'm not trying to be watching these fights. I wish I was there. So it sucked. But, you know, I think I made the right move for like longevity and, you know, doing the right thing.
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
I've been pulling out for years, son. Anyway, listen, that was from a movie. Listen, you ever seen a fucking Seth Rogen movie with James Franco? What is it? The interview? Is it the interview?
I didn't see that, but Kim Jong-un. No, I didn't see
it. Oh, I love it. That he's trying to convince him, man, listen, you gotta pull out. You gotta pull out. I'm not gonna pull out. I've been pulling out for years. Anyway, some lines, Mickey, they get stuck in this noggin and it just comes out. There's only
That's
one
a good
fight.
One.
Only yep. one is a good movie. I love anything they're in. Only one fight I ever had to pull out of, and that was the Matt Hughes fight. Out of all the guys, been calling a guy a dick for like 6 months, and then when it comes time to fight, I blow my back out. You think that, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
It broke my fucking heart.
Of course it did.
But Mickey, so
yeah, it burns you up.
What exactly was the injury? What was it?
It was my back.
Oh, was it? See, that's what I'm saying, man.
I didn't really want to talk about it much, but now that it's completely healed, like, it's not like anyone could target my back or whatever, but it's like, I was feeling it down my leg. Like, I get up the next day and I'd be missing my, you know, I'd be having to cancel practice. And I'm like, I can't practice right now. I could, you know what I mean? Like, I barely move. Like, I did all this stuff and, you know, I'm sure as you had to do too, got some shots, and, you know, all better.
This is how dumb I am. You just explained something to me. This is what a fucking dope I am. I would a lot of times see undisclosed injury where he had an injury and they wouldn't. And of course, Mickey just explained why a lot of times a fighter won't say the injury. You don't want other guys to target it. You don't want guys to know that's the injury. I'm such a stupid asshole. I'm like, why don't they just say what the injury is? That makes perfect sense because you don't want guys seeing that you just recoup something and going after it.
And I'm more stupid because I asked you what the injury was. What the fuck am I doing?
Well, he might have said
it's
it publicly.
Good. You guys are my boys. So, and it's not an issue. So, I would have kept it close to the chest if I needed to.
Glad you're okay. Yeah,
hey, you must have been happy. You must have been happy for your buddy Matt Brown after his victory.
Oh yeah, he's in the room right next to me. He's cornering me for this fight.
Man, you tell him you said hello.
Yeah, I will. He's over there rooming with David. But yeah, I was thrilled. I was thrilled with his knockout. It was awesome.
And I don't know why in the prep sheet, they always give us a prep sheet, Mickey, we have somebody on, and it said, he's had some strong words about the Sopranos prequel. Did you like it or did you not like it?
It's out?
No. Sorry, the trailer, Matt. Sorry.
I said, if anything, I was underwhelmed by the trailer, but I like that because they didn't give anything away. Like, agreed. That, I think it's great for that. I'm psyched. I'm a huge Sopranos fan. I think it's going to be dope. I'll be out watching that October 1st, right as it comes out.
I was also underwhelmed. It didn't grab my interest, but you look at his son and you're like, he looks, I mean, he should look like a young Tony, but he's perfect. Like, he looks just like fucking, you know, his father when he was younger. So that was really good casting.
Is the guy who did the Sopranos doing it? Is he the guy?
David Chase? I don't know. Is he?
Yes, he is. And that dude can't go wrong. That dude's a genius. I'd place my bets on him. So I'm sure it's going to be dope.
Yeah, I'll see it. It's funny. Sometimes they go wrong. Like, I know the Breaking Bad film, the one that they had, El Camino, which is like after, wasn't that great.
Oh, that was good.
I didn't like it. It was kind of boring.
I mean, I forgot it, but it was good. I forget a lot of shit, but I thought it was kind of like just an extension of Breaking Bad.
Do you listen to, I mean, The Sopranos is much better than Breaking Bad. Do you listen to The Sopranos podcast? They have Talking Sopranos with
I do.
Steve Sciarra and Michael Imperioli. Is it good?
Dude, I'm a total Sopranos nerd, bro. Yeah, I love it. I'm watching it for the third time. And when I was a kid watching it, I was I liked it, obviously. And I was like, oh, I guess that's just how like adults are. But like the more you watch it, it's I laugh out loud now. Like I didn't realize how funny it was.
Hilarious, yeah.
It's hilarious. It's so good.
You know what's so good about The Sopranos, and we're not exactly breaking ground 20 years later saying what a good show it is, but it's the little minutia of their life, like the bullshit dialogue. Not the we're gonna whack you, but the stuff about, you know, I get fucking piss on my shoelaces, T. Like stuff that normal people talk about that you would never think to write into a show because all it is just guys talking. These weird little things they put in. There's never been a show that did that dialogue better. Just normal chatter dialogue that makes them seem like very, very connectable, like real people.
Yeah. The minutia of it is great, man.
Yeah.
Fucking bada bing, Jimmy. I can see you hanging out at the bada bing.
That's called Satin Dolls. That's in Jersey. My roommate used to dance there. One of my roommates used to dance at Satin Dolls.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, you did hang out at bada bing.
I never went there.
Oh, so my bad.
Yeah.
I was never a strip club guy.
Me neither, because I want to jerk off and you can't. That's the problem. You're not allowed to jerk off in a strip club. So I'm like, what am I doing? It's a waste of time.
Geez, I never really just got it.
Yeah. I never got it either. It's like you can like look at the meat, you can like smell the meat, but you can't eat the meat. So what's the point?
Yeah.
I know. You can't eat the meat, you can't beat the meat. I got you. Not my place to hang out in.
I remember one stripper was so good though. She had given me lap dances like in the chair for drinks or whatever, and they were just great. And then she's giving it to this other guy. and she's grinding all over him, and she's looking over his shoulder at me, like rolling her eyes, like, oh boy, look what I got to do. Like she's my, like she's mine, but she's just got to do this. I was like, what a great mindset she has. You know, she's really good at her fucking job because she knew that I'm there for a relationship. That's why I go into those places, for a relationship. I want to fall in love.
Looking for the one.
Dude, I really do. I look in very strange places.
You're looking for love in all the wrong places, Jimmy.
Yeah, I am. So where are you now, Mickey?
Vegas.
Oh, you are in Vegas right now.
Yes,
now,
sir.
The things of kind of COVID restrictions are lifting. Are you going out more, or are you still kind of staying in just in case?
Well, in Jersey, you know, everything is normal. But the UFC's kind of, you know, we had to take tests when we got here. But basically got, if we're going to leave the hotel, we got to go with staff. Like they're still kind of quarantining us.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I don't want fights canceled last minute.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all right. It's not like I'd be running around Vegas otherwise. You know, I'm even when it was all free, I spent most of my time in the hotel.
And when will you come back? Like, will you stay a couple of days after, or you get right on? Like when I'm done with a gig, first fucking flight, man, I'm out the next morning.
Yeah. After the fight, they'll fly us back Sunday. And I'm always up that whole night because of the adrenaline, like, and everything, like that's just like, you know, you get that buzz, that high from the fight, and I ride that out all night. So I'll sleep on the plane on the ride home the next day.
You can sleep on planes. I'll be up all night, and then I'm still awake on the plane.
That sucks.
Yeah,
I got a few hours on my way out here.
You're a good sleeper. It helps as a fighter. You can nap. You can take naps.
I can. I've had to train myself, learn how to do it. Once I was up, I was up. But now, especially when you're kicking your ass in practice, it definitely helps. It's like you're stealing time. You're stealing rest.
Yeah, I can't do it. I lay down. You can hear my sinuses are shitty. I can't fuck. I need my mouth guard so I can breathe. It's just ugly.
You don't nap? I remember sometimes coming in the little studio and Antonio and them be like, oh, no, shit. And I see a little rest.
I would try to doze off, dude. I was so tired from my sleep apnea.
I felt like just pinching you, little, waking you up. I have me. Imagine you wake up and you see this. Look. Your face, pinching your cheeks. You don't want that.
Nah, that would be delightful. It'd be a nice way.
That's what you want to stay on Zoom. So anyway, what are you thinking of Jordan Williams? Is it just like, yo, get me back in there. I don't give a fuck who it is. Or it's like, all right, look, you got this guy. He matches up nice. What was it?
Yeah, that was the first name floated to me. So I was like, yeah. And then, you know, I looked him up, saw he fought up at 85. I saw, you know, up there, he's tough and durable. You know, he presses forward a lot. He's a southpaw. He's definitely a tough kid. So we've been training accordingly, and, you know, just busting our ass. He's, you know, it's going to be a scrap. I bet we put on a show. You know, he's definitely if you watch his fights up there, he's very durable. We'll see how durable he is, you know, after the weight cut and whatnot. But, you know, I'm preparing for that tough, durable kid.
Well, shit, man, you're probably chomping at a bit. It's been over a year, correct? Is that what I'm looking at here?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking, man. And what have you been, unrelated to MMA, what have you been doing, like, to keep your mind from going crazy besides doing your fucking physical therapy and training? Turn us off to something. You reading anything, watching anything besides the old Sopranos? What do you watch? What are you doing?
Nah, man, not really. Like it's always the same thing. I eat, sleep, and train pretty much, you know? I'll, you know, come summer, it'll be nice. Like next month, I'll get down the beach a bunch, go down the shore, but,
yeah.
You know, that's all I got, man. You know, it's what I love.
And you posted about your sister being 7 years sober. That's great, man. She's got to be a much happier person now.
Dude, she's awesome. I couldn't be prouder. Like she's not only the person she was meant to be, she's even better for the bullshit she's gone through and the adversity she's faced. She's a real G. Everyone who knows her, like, knows she's a special one. She's like my dad. Like they're happier, like doing things for people than doing things for themselves. Like they're like a special breed. And, yeah, man, there was times where I was like pretty sure like she was going to die. Like the next time I felt her hand was going to be cold. And now 7 years, you know, clean, thriving. It's beautiful. Like, you know, they say after 7 years, every cell in your body changes. So she's a completely like sober, you know, good, perfect person.
That's great, man. Is she older or younger?
She's younger than me.
Younger sister. That's nice, man.
Yeah.
Well, look at me. It's always good talking to you, and I'm happy that you're healed and you're well. And good luck on Saturday night. You're the opening fight of the main card against Jordan Williams on Sanhagen Dillashaw UFC Fight Night. Good luck, Mickey. You know we love talking to you. And we love you, so we'll see you soon.
Yeah, I love you guys. You guys are both legends, and it's always an honor to talk to you guys.
All right, pal. Have a great fight. Okay, talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice about his sister, too. It's nice.
Mickey's over. Listen.
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude. He's always a good dude, you know? And I'm happy to see him back. He's got
me too.
Tough, scrappy Jersey kid. I like his personality. I like his personality.
He looks like a guy you don't fuck with, though. You know, he looks like someone that doesn't get – he looks like he's a problem.
I hope that Joe Schilling don't get, like – with the financial, with civilly.
Well, he's already being, he is being sued. He's being sued for $30,000, which is not, I mean, it's not, nobody wants to be sued, but if you're going to get sued, $30,000 is not the worst case scenario.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, people, you know, I've been there, Jimmy.
Been,
you know what I mean?
What else happened, Matt? What's alleged to have happened that night? Was the guy giving a hard time to people or alleged to have been?
He was being disrespectful to like a busboy there, singing parts of a song that's like, what did I just hear?
Oh, my email. That's my email. Sorry.
What did it say?
Someone got an email. My email is Uncle Paul.
You can't, you know my brain. Thought I heard that in my own head.
No.
I don't even know where I was with that.
You're talking about the guy getting out, the guy was disrespectful
like,
to the.
There's like a busboy walking by. And he would sing a part of a song like me and broke ass, you know, the blind, you know, I'm not going to say the word, don't get along. Like he was saying some nasty shit. The guy, listen, did the guy deserve a fucking ass kicking? Probably. Should you have done it? That's the question, because now you're going to have to deal with some stuff, which I hope he doesn't have to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, the guy did not look like the guy he knocked out looked like he did look like the typical douchebag.
So maybe Joe, he did look like an ass, but maybe Joe bumped into him on the way, like, fuck this guy.
Joe said, from what I read in the thing, Joe said he was eyeing him all, like singing songs, eyeing him down. Now, that guy was looking for trouble.
Oh, okay.
He found it, but, you know, again, I don't listen. There's always different ways to handle shit, but. That, you know, that guy maybe will think twice before fucking.
I mean, when you look at Joe, he's got fucking shorts and a something cage shirt on. Why would you fight a guy with anything that says cage on it?
You know what, dude? Some guys get away. See, some people think what Joe Schilling did was harsh. And I could see how, like, you know, they could see that.
Sure.
But, you know, that other guy's probably used to doing that. To a lot of people, being a fucking douchebag, possibly just being a bully. I don't know, you know? So, you know, some guys are going to react that way. So you should really not treat people like that, you know? But, you know, you could be lucky and have somebody deal with you the way I dealt with you, you know, dealt with somebody. Or they could take it to a different degree, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's probably just good to treat people the right way.
What happened? This is my opinion. And again, this guy was being a tough guy or talking shit. And Schilling had just had enough of this guy and was walked by him. And I think he probably bumped him just to go, get the fuck out of the way, asshole. Yeah. Like, yeah, fuck you. And then the guy said something. And then he's like, all right, good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that guy wasn't sure. That guy, when Joe went to walk away, the guy did, hey, the guy did call his attention and then looked to stab me. Look, you know what I mean? He chose, he picked the wrong dude. Listen to me, it's a dangerous world out there. Sure. You know what I like to do? I like to make good people dangerous. Can I phrase that?
You're right.
Because that's what I do, Jimmy. Today, I'm going to roll with one of my brown belts, soon to be black belts. This guy's been with me a long time. He was on my Instagram yesterday. Dean Thomas writes in. He goes, the black Matt Serra. It's like a big fucking, my buddy Craig. You got to see him. But he's a buddy of mine. So, dude, I love rolling. And I do not, your buddy Bobby Kelly hit me up the other day because he's getting his son into training. So we were talking about a school, a Gracie school near him, my buddy Igor Gracie, and about getting his son into that. So you're going to have little Max being able to do flying arm locks on you. You better get Jimmy.
Yes.
Your buddy Bobby asked me, yo, did Jimmy ever come out to you and train? I go, not once.
Well, I mean, it's far and there was the pandemic. I probably should. You know how it is, man. I go through my little moods where I'm just in the house and I isolate.
I am a hermit also. People think I'm super outgoing. They think, ah, it's the life of the party. Know what I do? I hang out here in my little castle with my family. I go to here to my school and back. Of course, I'm dropping the kids off at dance. And then I also go to the Oasis, my VR. That's all I do. And that makes me happy, Jimmy.
I haven't used my VR in a while, but I got to use my VR.
Well, I do. So, Jimmy, let's see how much we could do picks. We could, I got stories to tell. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, we could do a couple of picks if you want.
We can do picks now, you know. I say we do picks.
Let's start with the main event.
Let's do that.
Corey Sandhagen, TJ Dillashaw. TJ's been out for 2 years, obviously. He beat Garbrandt, lost to Henry Cejudo. First round knockout.
Oh, by the way, people are giving me shit. Like, not giving me shit. People are like, oh, because I said on here that I didn't really want to talk to TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you pick and choose who you want to. Yeah, exactly, motherfucker. Exactly. If I don't really like a guy, why would I want to make him feel uncomfortable? You know what I mean? Like, I want to watch the guy fight. He's a great fighter. But at the same time, you know, if I don't like really respect somebody, I don't want to come on here just to have some ratings of me not liking a guy. And
yeah,
sure. I'm going to ask him, I would go like, hey, TJ, I know you like, you know, you said you're sorry about what happened and everything, but did you say you're sorry to Cody? Did you say you're sorry to him? Who did he cheat first? Who did he get caught with? Henry. Did he apologize ever once to his guys?
He was opponents, right? Yeah.
Well, like, I never heard that one. So until I hear that, I don't want to hear this.
Well, they tested his samples from all of his fights, I think. I think they went back and tested them against all of his fights. I think it was just this once. Again, that's just
coincidence that the alpha males are saying he's doing it forever and fucking whatever. Listen, I don't want to judge anybody. Yet me be judged. How's that go?
Lest me be a judge. Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Yeah, all right.
That's not what I say. I always say, judge a lot, even though I'll be judged as well.
Oh, well, Jimmy, that's beautiful.
I appreciate that, Matt. What do you think? Sandhagen, TJ Dillashaw.
I think Sandhagen by decision.
Really?
Yeah, I said it, and I believe in it. I think, it's going to be looking for his timing, trying to do that Achilles shit that he used to do. And then Corey Sandhagen's like, yo, man, I know that Achilles shit, and I got some length on you. So he's going to be coming in and out, and it's going to be Corey Sandhagen's looking on fire, man.
I know.
And that's what getting that, letting Aljo get his back. And after that, you know, I mean, before that and after that, he's been looking like a total beast. So
you're right.
I'll say, you know, decision.
I'm going to take, here's what I'm going to do, young man.
Ooh.
Sandhagen, Third round sub.
Okay.
I think he submits him.
Well, very, very, all right. All right. Listen, no matter what I think of TJ, I think he's a great fighter. So I think it will go to distance. But he's just going to be, you know, a little bit behind.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. You disrespected him. Yeah, just a little bit. Disrespected him.
Just a little bit. It'll be interesting to see TJ and how he responds when he's back, though. I mean, he is a great fighter. I just think that Corey has looked really, really good.
Yeah. Remind me to tell you about the story of the five-town tough guy.
Tell me about that now. I would love to hear the story of the five-town tough guy.
This is what we're talking about. I got some life experiences. Now, we're talking about the Joe Schilling thing, and this is what it reminds me of, like, as far as me being through some civil shit.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the UFC yet. I was 25, and I was driving my buddy, Rodrigo Gracie, of the famous Gracie family. Cousins with Enzo Gracie, my instructor. Me and him, we had an apartment in Woodmere, Long Island, right? And it was me, him, and our other buddy, Scott. And I was driving into his first fight ever at the Vanderbilt in Long Island. It was a club, right? And this was his first MMA fight. They kind of sneaked us on these kickboxing cards as grappling exhibitions, but they were fights. So I'm driving my buddy Rodrigo there, and we're going down this Broadway, Broadway Road. It's in the five towns, and we were in Hewlett, and I'm going down Broadway, right? And a car, like a big Yukon truck, went to turn in front of me into like a bank. And like, they went like, and I, it was weird where it almost hit him. Like, it was one of those things where
cut you off
the curb. Yeah. So we both, it was close. So the guy gets out of his car. It was a big thing when he puts his hands up, he gets out. And without even thinking, I get out. You know, I mean, just like, boom, right? So, and now the other guy stay in the car. Right. And then they end up getting out. But at first I get out, he gets out. So the guy come towards me, right? And he's yelling. And I go, hey, dude, get back in your truck. You're going to get embarrassed in front of your wife. Right. Because I seen his wife was in the car, or his girlfriend or whatever. And this guy was a big Joey Buttafuoco looking motherfucker.
Were you scared of him?
No, I wasn't scared. But, you know, it's one of those things where your adrenaline's going a little bit. You almost got to an accident. But at the same time, I knew I could handle the guy.
Sure.
He gets out, so I just get out automatically. So then I tell the guy, you know, and then, you know, so then the guy was like, you know, like he didn't take my warning. You understand? So then he came at me. When he came at me, Jimmy, I went to elbow him, but I wasn't big enough. I wasn't
tall enough.
I went to elbow him and he rolled back with it, right? So then we kind of squared off. And then I fucking give him a kick and I've been working. This is back when I started really working, starting to work my strikes, right? So I gave him a tie kick and I hit him a little bit more high up towards his ass than his leg. So he's like, oh, like that really hurt. Fuck this. Bum rush him up against the Yukon, inside leg trip, took him down. He like really quick, like boom. Same way I took down Eve Edwards in the cage. Leg tripped him. So listen, so this is funny, this part. I said this story before. I don't know. I don't think I said this on air to you, but I told this story before. So I took him down. He's got my shirt. I got him. The guys, you know, we're fighting. Jimmy. Oh, wait. Before this, listen. The wife or whatever opens up the door, the back door of the truck. So now, Rodrigo. Now, this is what you got to understand. At the time, I didn't have a school. I was renting out places. So I had a small place. I had two places I was renting out. One in Valley Stream, me and Rodrigo taught, and another one to be taught out in West Babylon. So there was a place. This place was small. So we'd always tell people when they're rolling, when they get too close, to be like, oh, watch your head, that type of thing. Like, oh, watch your head. So Jimmy, so the late girl opens up the door, and I got the guy down. He's got my shirt. I got his. And then Rodrigo goes, Matt, the door. I go, oh, watch your head, buddy. We looked at each other. And then I fucking clocked. Dude, it was weird.
You told him to watch his head?
I told him to watch his head at a reflex when she opened the door. And it was like, it felt like an eternity. We both looked at each other and we had each other's shirts. And then I fucking punched him, right? Yeah, it's odd, but it sticks out in my head. It was fucking.
Yeah, sure.
Me and Arriva lived about it. Like, what was that? So I hit him, caught him, right? Call the police! The big fucking chooch. The big fucking Goomba. Whoa! Big fucking Italian guy. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought you wanted this. I get in my fucking car. I get out of there. I went out of state after that, Jimmy. I cornered Rodrigo and this and that. My hand was like a little swollen just from the punch, you know. There's only one punch if I took him back. That was it. And then the guy turned into a little bitch. But this is what happened. So I went away after that to go to a tournament in Indiana. Came back. The detectives went to my parents' house because that's where my car was licensed to. You know what I mean? That somebody got my plates, right?
Sure.
So they tracked me. They tracked it down. I had to go turn myself in. So listen to this. I went down there. They're like, look, and this is already after I've been through something.
Sure. Right.
Another day. And they go, look, so I know what it's like already to go through the criminal and the civil things. I've been through both already. So they go, look, they want you to plead guilty. You assaulted this guy. And this guy is saying, he made a complaint that me and my two buddies beat him up. And that somebody handed me something and I hit him with it, like a shiny object.
Oh, what a fucking asshole.
Oh, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, Jimmy. So the detectives or whatever, they go, look, you know, they had a kid in the car also. First of all, there was no kid in the car. And I knew there wasn't a kid in the car. I didn't see one. I'm like, wait a minute. And it turned out there not being a kid in the car. They wanted me to plead guilty to this thing. They go, look, if you plead guilty to this for a lesser thing than whatever, it would be guaranteed, like, no, I forgot what they wanted me to plead guilty to, but it would have been guaranteed no jail time.
Right.
But if I fought this, then I would have been, if a worst case scenario, I could have had a year in jail.
That's by the way, Matt, if you plead guilty, then all of a sudden he can sue you civilly.
Jimmy, that's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah, smart.
So I'm like, wait, first of all, I don't give a shit if it's 1 year or 10 years. I did not. This was a one-on-one fight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to agree to anything. I don't care if you're going to make sure I'm out of jail. This was a one-on-one fight. I'm up to this motherfucker's chest. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is a guy who outweighed me. Bigger dude. He looked for trouble. I mean,
he found it.
Hey man, I didn't hit him with anything. I didn't. So there was an eyewitness there. Some eyewitnesses. There was a bunch of kids there, like a pizzeria. So they said that, like, I threw the first strike because they saw the elbow. But then there was no. It was one on one and this and that. But I got off of that thing. This guy got fucking. So I did not. So he lost the criminal thing, and the guy nothing happened civilly. You understand?
Sure.
That happened years later. And how about this? As a weird, because I just posted something today with Dean Thomas. I had to pull out of a UFC fight I was going to fight Dean Thomas, who I eventually fought, but I was scheduled to fight a UFC fight. But because I was scheduled for this trial, I didn't know if I was going to be in fucking jail. I was facing a year in jail, Jimmy. So I remember during the recess when they had to go to break, and it was like, I remember just walking around Hempstead in my suit being like, all right, when I go back in there, I'm either going to find out if I'm going to have to go to jail or if I'm, you know, so I didn't know if I was going to be around to have that fight. And so I had to postpone that fight with Dean Thomas and whatever else. So I'm just saying, you cannot, so going back to the Joe Schilling thing, there's so many douchebags out there. They might deserve what that guy got.
Of course.
But take it from me, it's not a good idea to handle it that way if you didn't have to, because not that the guy doesn't deserve a fucking broken jaw, but because of the shit you're going to have to fuck.
The legal stuff. Absolutely. Yeah.
Dude, I've been through it. So it's headaches and it's not something that's, oh, well, first, and by the way, that cost me close to 10 grand.
In lawyers.
And I was a kid. And I was a 20. And that guy was a family friend, that guy. Good lawyer. But hey, man.
It's not worth it.
He's got to do a job. But, you know, and that's all from that little, that five-town tough guy. And by the way, you should have saw the guy when he came into the court. He was like clean shaven, fucking a picture of his kid around his neck. Fucking sweetheart, huh? Peace.
Did he eyeball you tough?
Oh, he was just, Walter, my wife was, there was three of them. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, Jimmy, there's a lot of a-holes out there.
Now, let me ask you, if you're walking down the street and a guy looks in your direction, do you always look and make eye contact with him or do you not care?
Oh, no, Jimmy, that's an insecurity thing. I don't have to a true fucking alpha doesn't have to go around being like a peacock. I'm friendly. Somebody bumps into me, I'll be the first one to say, excuse me.
Yeah.
Unless it was that time in the subway when that guy goes, man, could you walk any slower? Remember that big guy who looked like
I wasn't there, but he was a big dude.
He looked like my brother-in-law, Edwin, a little bit. He was a big dude. I go, hey, dude, you want to go find the fast lane? Find the fast lane. Get out from behind me. I don't like rude people, Jimmy. But I'm a sweetheart to guys like you because I love
Wait,
you.
And now did he respond harshly when you gave him a smart ass answer?
No, he didn't say shit. People look for an easy target, Jimmy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They look for an easy target. So I know what I don't like when we do go back to the city, when I go back to being in the studio with you. I might look like a target. I'm not the tallest guy and I'm walking kind of funny.
Yeah, but you don't look like a target. You don't look like a target.
Jimmy, they better not try.
I look like a target.
Jimmy.
I am a target.
I love jujitsu. I've been at my school. You don't look like a target. Because they're going to go, look, they're going to say, so that guy must know something. Because
yeah. This guy blinks too much to not know how to fight. They probably think.
They might be thinking you're making a fucking sign trying to fucking give a code to the police. Hey, wait a second. He's giving signals. He's twitching also.
This guy's a weirdo. I'm going to fight him. I talk to myself when I walk. It's a fucking mess, man.
Oh, shit, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the fights and go back to more picks.
The co-main event, it's Aspen Ladd, Macy Shiason. You know what? Very similar records. 8-1-0, 9-1-0 for Aspen Ladd. Aspen knocked out Yana Kunitskaya, and she had lost to Jermaine Randeme. Remember that first round loss back in 2020? And Macy's coming off two wins over Young and Renault. I'm going to say Aspen Ladd, and I'll say decision.
Aspen Ladd. Not to be confused with Kimura Ladd. Somebody totally different.
I didn't hear what you said. Your audio cut out.
You said Aspen Ladd. I go, not to be confused.
Hello? Yeah.
Jimmy, you try to save me for myself, and I appreciate it. I do. Jimmy, I'm going to go. I like Aspen Ladd.
I do too.
This is what I want to say. I'm going Aspen Ladd. That's what I want to say. And I'm going to say this much. It's going to be a decision because Macy's no joke.
Right.
Okay? And I like Macy too. They do. I mean, look at those records. Man, this is actually, yeah, I'm going
good fight.
Ladd decision.
Macy Barber against Miranda Maverick.
This, I know what I'm picking.
I'm going to say Maverick, second round stoppage.
Oh, my goodness. Maverick. Like, Maverick has just been looking great. You know, she's got the calm girl strength, you know. And Macy is she, you know what? She was trying to rally back in that last round with Alessa Grasso. Remember that? Like, she's, it's not for lack of trying, man. She still has her spirit.
Right.
So I believe this is going to be a hell of a fight. I'm going to say third round stoppage, Miranda Maverick.
Okay.
I'll be the bad guy now. You know I ain't too proud. All right, let's go.
All right. Raul Paiva against Kyler Phillips in the third fight. Now, Phillips is 9-1-0. Paiva is 23-0. And they're both coming off unanimous decision wins. And their fight before was a knockout. Second round knockout. Jesus, both are pretty comparable last couple of fights.
Where are we now? Sorry.
Third fight down.
What's the? Oh, you said Kyle Phillips.
Yeah, Kyler Phillips and Paiva.
And you said his last fight was a unanimous. His last fight was a unanimous decision. Both of their last fights.
Both of those guys were, yes. And before that, they both had second round TKOs. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the last fight. I got
no,
you.
No.
Oh, so that is funny that they both got the second round stoppages that second fight.
Yep.
All right. This is what I'm doing. I'll tell you right now, Pavey has got the experience for sure, but I'm going to go with Kyler Phillips, and I'm going to say I'm going to say by decision. I don't want to keep saying that, but I think that's what's going to happen.
I'm going to say Paiva by third round TKO.
You know what? I'm changing my decision. Kyla Fibbits. Kyler Phillips. Yeah. That's what I said. What is a, first of all, what's a Fibbit?
It's a word that has no definition because it doesn't exist.
What's a Fibbit?
It's what happens when a frog lies.
I'm fucking stupid. That's so stupid, Jimmy. Oh, Fibbit. Fibbit. Oh, fuck, Jimmy. Stupid ass joke. Do it. Do it. Say it. What does the frog say? Fibbit.
Fibbit.
All right, Jimmy. Holy shit. Like a back fist out of nowhere. You get me? Holy fuck. All right, listen. That might have been your worst joke ever.
It's a dud. It's an absolute dud. You're not wrong.
It should not. Then I should not be laughing that much at it.
No, I understand. So I shouldn't have said it.
A fibbit is what a frog lies.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell this to my kids later.
Yeah, they'll love it. Your kids will love it.
So wait a second. So you're saying only children will find this funny?
They won't even like it. They're going to go, Dad. That's the reaction to get, Dad.
Well, I'm gonna use it later on the when we're having our dinner. Listen to me, okay? So what are we going? Where were we? You got me with that fucking Fibbit line. Let's go to Mickey Gall.
We were gonna do Elkins Minner.
Oh, okay. Oh wow.
Yeah.
All right. I don't like that we don't have their records and stuff, though. Oh, we do.
Yeah. No, we got we have the record. We also have the last couple of fights in this. And Darren Elkins, am I? He got hurt after his last fight. Am I correct? If I remember right, or am I incorrect?
You're incorrect. I'm gonna go, man. Oh, he beat Rosa. He just fought.
Derek. Elkins fought February of 20.
No, but no, Derek just fought. I think he just fought Rosa like. Oh, no, maybe not. I'm sorry. Rosa just fought again and won. So he won. He looked good versus Rosa, though. Shit. But Darren Elkins is very aggressive. Oh, man. This is a hard one. I like the way Derek looked last fight. Derek. Or Derek.
Yeah, Derek.
Darren. Or Derek. Let's call the. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Darren Elkins.
Derek.
No, I'm saying Darren Elkins.
No, but it's Minner.
Darren Elkins! Sorry, Jimmy.
It's like, who's up first?
Set me up for that, you fuck. Darren Elkins. I'm going to say, man, I don't know, man.
I know.
He looked good last fight. He looked really good. But that Darren Elkins doesn't stop. He's kind of like a nut. He's kind of crazy. I like that. I'm going to say Darren Elkins, third round sub.
Elkins, second round sub.
Okay.
Now, our buddy, Mickey Gall, lost a decision to Perry. He's coming off a loss and then a win before that. He hasn't fought since June. It's been about a year. And, of course, Jordan Williams is coming off a loss and a win.
Mickey Gall, second round sub.
Mickey decision, because he's got his back. So let's just see if he's maybe, I don't know if he's going to be a little more cautious to avoid injury. I don't know.
Yeah, Jimmy, when it comes to the leg locks, just remember to use your legs to just keep them at bay. Okay. Before you slay. If the guy stays on top, Jimmy, you will pay. I'm going to come up with a song about managing the distance. And it's going to make you remember. When you're going for these leg locks. I love Leo Santos. He had a bite on that fucking leg. And then Dawson came down with a right hand or left hand from Guam. And he made him pay.
We should.
It came to me, Jimmy.
Yeah.
In a sudden. And I started just saying things. And he started rhyming. You understand? And then it's a good way to remember things. You understand, Jimmy?
Do you know that song, From a Distance? You should do Keeping Distance. You should do it.
It's not Jimmy. These are, listen, whatever.
Keeping distance. You,
listen, Mark Henry has code words, right?
Yep.
I might just sing things. And it might be awkward, especially in the corner.
Too bad. It's okay.
Okay. So then next thing you know, he's up against there and he's going for a leg lock. One of my guys is going for a leg lock, but I'm going to have to tell him. Ready?
What?
Let's work with this.
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
You got to first keep him at bay before you slay. If he stays on top, you will pay. My Jimmy Bird, it will be a bad day. You, this is not bad. This is right off the cuff. This is, you don't have your earbuds in, Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
Did you listen to any of that?
I didn't hear a word of it. No, my earbuds fell out.
That's not fucking bad.
I apologize.
Because if you don't keep them at, forget it. Listen, Jimmy, it has potential is what I'm saying.
Yes, it does.
We could cut all this out.
No. No. No.
Jimmy!
The debut of your show.
This is what I want to say, Jimmy. I think we're out of here.
This was fun, yeah. Thank you to Mickey Gall.
I think sometimes less is more. We got to know when to pull the rip.
I'm fine with one guest. I don't. It depends. I'm fine with just Mickey Gall.
We got the story of the Five Town Tough Guy. I hope he hears this. I hope he fucking, you picked the wrong guy, motherfucker.
Yeah.
How do you feel now? Your wife was there. How do you feel? There wasn't three of us. I know this was literally 20 fucking 7 years ago, but that's not the point. No, wait, how long ago was this? Let me see. 22 years ago. This was 22 years ago. That fat fuck probably died by now with a heart attack. Jimmy.
Hopefully he saw you in the title, though.
I hope he did. It had some fucking flashbacks. I'm like, this could have been you. All right? You could have been just laughing. I one punch. You cried for the police. I let you go. Anyway, Jimmy, it all worked out okay.
Yes, it did.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. Were you asking about my new Sarah BJJ shirt?
Very nice. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Sarah. It's great.
I'm going to wear this around Manhattan when we get back into the shit.
You should. And put something on the back, too. Put something on the back.
Nothing's on the back.
All right.
Nothing's on the back. I don't want them to know. This is just in the front like this, because if something goes down and I'm walking in the city to the studio, I'm going to just open up my jacket in the winter. And you're just going to see, like, instead of the Superman S, you're going to see. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, that's that fucking guy. And I'll take him down to a Kimura. Are you okay, lady? There's your purse. It's going to be like a movie, Jimmy.
Or maybe I'll just get one and it will save me from training. I'll just open my jacket and go, do you really want to tangle with me?
Hey, listen, use it for anything you want, Jimmy. I think you would look good in one of these. I'm going to get you one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let me lose some weight, though. I'm on a diet.
Let's plug the, you don't got to lose weight, Jimmy. Let's plug the fights this weekend, please.
Yes. Madison, Wisconsin, August 13th, 14th. I'll be performing at Comedy on State. Oh, you mean the fights this weekend?
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm just prostituting my dates. But watch the fights this Saturday night. And of course, it's going to be good to see TJ Dillashaw's return. And it's UFC fight night. Prelims are at 4. And the main card's at 7 p.m. in Eastern time. 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Eastern for the main card. Nice and early.
Jimmy, this is what I want to tell you. I love you.
And I love you.
And I had something else to tell you. But I got ADD, and it hits me at the weirdest places. This is what I was going to tell you. I have a Sarah BBQ. I have my Academy BBQ, and it's going to be August 14th. So leave that on your calendar. All right, I'll let you know. I'll give you the details. I want you to come out and hang out with us.
But I don't train. I feel silly. Like I don't.
Oh, Jimmy, listen to me. All I can do is give the invite.
No, I'm definitely going to go. But I'll have to be nice to everybody.
You know what?
Everyone can fight better than me,
dude. I'm going to put you like Cosmo Kramer in the karate class, and have you do. I'm going to have you fight my kids' class. under 11. And I want to see your skills. Jimmy, I miss you, Jimmy. I want to give
you a hug. I miss you.
Whenever I'm having a bad day, I look back at us a couple of weeks ago of me going to your door and ringing your bell and jumping up and down. It was really hot.
Wait, Matt, when is your barbecue?
August 14th.
That's when I'm in Madison, Wisconsin.
You just said that. You know what? If you didn't just say that prior, I thought maybe you'd be trying to get out of it.
I did. No. I did.
You did say
so
that.
So I suspect that you're holding it there so you get credit for the invite, but you don't actually have to have me over. That's what I suspect.
Well, Jimmy, you're a good friend. I will listen to me. I'm going to probably be texting you during these fights. Are you watching them? Are you?
Yeah. Sometimes I watch on the app after. I just don't look at spoilers because I'm doing shows.
I'm not going to do a spoiler, though. So I might shoot you a text and be like, did you see that?
Matt will send me those. I'll get one. Did you see that? And I'm like, oh, but I can't wait to get. I'll try to guess usually.
Yeah.
Like as I'm watching, that's what he was talking about. Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, either way, I'll be talking to you shortly. Jimmy, you know I love you.
Yes, and I love you, buddy.
If anybody wants a cameo or anything else, hit me up or hit up Jimmy or Chip or Doug Bell. It's all good. Jimmy, I'll talk to you in a few days.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Filter Army.
Thanks, Matt.
Later, Jimmy.
Bye, buddy.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.